Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick. Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you. Live broadcast the 19th of January, and we would love to hear from you. We have a toll-free number that you can call and be a part of the show. Live programming, so when you call, I'll answer your question, get you right on the air. Toll-free from anywhere in the country. So whether it's living in Frederick or maybe even Hagerstown or West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C., toll-free 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number to call. Once again, it's 866-96-TALK-CARS. Toll-free from anywhere in the country, we would love to hear from you. You Ought to Know is brought to you by BG Products and Services. Quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. Let's go to the phones and see who we have. Who do we have on the line?
Guess who?
I was going to say Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. What do I get?
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Doing well. Good to talk to you, sir. You are our expert on detailing. And, you know, it's more than detailing with you. You know, as we just heard, the folks didn't hear, but it was playing in the background before we came on the air. Red Green. You know, I love the Red Green show. And he talks about a woman's makeup as being very similar to cleaning a car and detailing a car. All the foundation and everything else that they have to do, that is like detailing. You don't just clean a car, you detail a car. Explain to the folks really the definition of detailing.
Detailing is the systematic rejuvenation and refurbishing of every surface of a car.
Wow, that sounded pretty doggone intelligent.
Sounds like I know what I'm talking about, huh?
I think you got that in a Cracker Jack box. Go ahead, yeah, sounds like you do.
No, I read that somewhere.
I hear you. And
no,
it's more than just cleaning.
We make the car look as good as it can possibly look in a safe manner, meaning that we don't, if there's a scratch that's too deep to take out, we don't take that out. We leave it so you have enough paint left on the car so the car still looks good. I mean, you may have to live with a scratch here and there, but we try to make every surface of the car look the best it can be.
And that's not easy work.
Sometimes it's not. So sometimes we get lucky, as my wife says, they say in West Virginia, sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the bug.
Yep, you want to be the windshield in all cases, that's for sure.
I would prefer to be the windshield, but some cases we are the bug.
I wonder what went through that bug's mind. Anyway, I digress. The other thought process, of course, is that, you know, there are some people out there, just like in any business, that do it well, and there's some people out there that don't do it as well.
The big problem with detailing is that there are people with a bucket and a sponge that say they detail cars.
Right.
And then there are people that have shops like ours that are not production shops that specialize in correcting paint and restoring interiors.
Right.
So you have the whole gamut between the guy on the corner in the summertime that'll wash your car for $5 with a bucket and a sponge that he's used all day. And then you have the shops like ours that are, you know, kept immaculate, specialized in with lighting and machines and products that make the car look as perfect as it can look.
Exactly. And, you know, we have you on our show for a reason. Uh-huh. You are an expert in your field. Modesta, a company that only works with you in Maryland because they're so particular about who they have working with their products. You're the only one in Maryland working with a Modesta product. And I have Modesta on two of my cars that you did. And with just fantastic. Look great.
Yeah, it's a wonderful product. I've always been impressed with it. We found out about them years ago and just never really pursued that avenue, but because there were other coatings on the market we were using at the time. But we got into Modesta and have been so impressed with it that that's all we use now is Modesta. We don't offer any other products. And like you said, we're the only ones in Maryland. What we like about them is they make their own product. They're not just relabeled products from one single company. They make their own product. They stand behind the product. They're wonderful people to deal with as far as customer service. And we just think it's the best product on the market. They've been here longer than anybody else. And they're real particular about who installs their products, which is what we like, too. There's not three installers within 20 minutes of me. There's only me in Maryland. There's one or two in Virginia. New York, I think, has one. So they're real particular. They're not after just quantity of products sold. Right. They're after quality of installation.
Very good. Well, I'm very happy. And people look at my cars, that one of the paint jobs is 15 years old. The other one is 5. Yep. And they can't believe it. They think it's a brand new car as far as paint or just brand new paint. When we come back, we're going to do our tip of the week. And you're going to answer a customer's question. And we'll do a lot more. Coming back in just a few moments, sir. I'm Dave Serio, along with Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Be back in just a few moments with your phone calls at 866-96-TALK-CARS. Back in just a few moments on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick.
IRS, I was like, well, let's hear him out. I'm pretty sure I know how that phone call went. What's that? You're taking my house. I'll bring the keys right over. You guys are on the fourth floor, right? Fourth floor?
And of course, Billy Gardell of Mike and Molly fame. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. Every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD, live programming the 19th of January. And we have Mr. Mike Lambert up on the line. Mike is ready to give us our tip of the week. Go ahead, Mr. Mike. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, I had a question from a listener that, like we said, if you call me during the week and you have a question, we'll bring it up on the air so everybody knows. Removing stickers or emblems from your car, the dealer advertisement that they don't pay you to have on your car, or if you want to just de-letter your car altogether.
Do you normally remove them when people request it? But if somebody comes in with a beautiful car and they've got that, logo smack, usually crooked on the back of the car, do you usually remove them?
I generally do. What I will tell you, though, is if it's an older car that's had that on there all its life, and I'm talking, 4 or 5 years, I will tell the people that what happens is sometimes the adhesive will cause the clear coat to swell, and you will still see that shadowing of the lettering underneath of it.
Yeah, I hear you.
So it's up to the customer then. I still take them off if they wish, but I just let them know that. But on newer cars and all, I take all that off. License plate frames, stickers, emblems from the dealership, unless you tell me that they're paying you to advertise for them, then I take them off.
Gotcha. And the best way to do that.
I also have people that want all the insignias from their cars taken off, like the BMWs have, 328, 325. If they want that off, I take all that off for them too.
Okay. And how do you do that?
Well, the best I have found that WD-40 or 3M adhesive remover works very well. You'll need to have a hair dryer or a heat gun. I recommend a hair dryer unless you're pretty proficient with a heat gun. That can really heat up your paint too hot. So a hair dryer is nice and safe. If you have just a sticker, you can heat it up with a hair dryer to soften it up a little bit, and then take plastic razor blades, and you can start peeling that off. And you can pull most of it off by hand if you get it started. And then you can take the 3M adhesive remover or the WD-40, and that will remove any of the glue residue that's on there. Excuse me. For the emblems that are stuck on the car, you can take, I always take and spray like the 3M adhesive remover, which I really like, or the WD-40. Spray it around the outside edges of the emblem, and then you can take either a really small fishing line or dental floss. And with a sawing-type motion behind that, you can slice right through the glue. That'll pull the emblem off. And then take your plastic razor blade and your WD-40 or your 3M adhesive remover and remove the rest of the residue. And that's a safe way to do it.
Great. And we also want to reemphasize that's a plastic razor blade we're talking about, not a real one. Because the real one will take some more off than you want.
A real one will take the emblem and the sticker off, but you might remove a little too much.
Right.
So we want to stick with the plastic razor blade.
You got it.
Okay.
Very good.
Now, the what else we have is we talked about the five steps of taking care of your car, mm-hmm. the washing, cleaning, polishing, protecting, and maintaining. So I want to talk about washing.
Okay.
Not how to do it, but the different methods of washing your car now. We have the traditional two-bucket method, which we use 90% of the time here in the shop, which is one bucket with your soap solution and a grit guard, and the other bucket with clear water and a grit guard, and you wash your car.
Right.
You also have no water or waterless washes, which you spray on the car. They have a lot of lubricants in them, so it'll lift the dirt, and you'll be able to wipe it off with a damp towel and then a dry microfiber towel, and you're done. And we also have the rinseless washes, which are a solution that you put in a bucket of water, and you wash one section like you would do with a traditional wash, and you dry the section, and you're done. And that works very well for people in apartment buildings and condos that don't have access to a hose. And then what's come on lately in the last year or two is foaming your car, either with a pressure washer and a foam cannon or a hose with a foam gun on the end of that.
Right.
And you foam the car, and the foam helps lift the dirt off the car. You rinse that off, and then you can foam it again and give it a wash with a mitt. And then you rinse the car off, and you're pretty much done. And that you want to minimize the amount of time you're rubbing on the car, and that's what the foam does.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you being with us today, as always, Mike,
sure.
And taking care of the phone calls. If people want to call you, they can contact you at 410-833-1632. A lot of the answers may already be on your website, theshineshopautodetailing.com. And also, folks can follow you on Instagram and Facebook. So once again, we always appreciate you being with us, Mike. And thanks for being with us today on both shows. And look forward to talking again next Saturday morning.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. I always look forward to it. And please tell Jose and Craig that I said hi.
That sounds good. Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, buddy. All right, we've got a phone caller on the line. Who are we talking to here, sir?
This is Tom from Cambridge, Maryland. Thank you.
Hey, Tom. My pleasure, sir. How are you today?
I'm considering purchasing a 2018 Ford Focus with
okay.
a 2-liter engine.
All right.
Are there any problems long-term with the Focus? I know that they've had transmission problems in the past.
Yes, they have.
But I'm just looking for basic transportation
sure.
to get me to work and back to home and usually a...
Is the vehicle you're looking at a brand new vehicle or used?
Yeah, new one.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to be okay. Yeah, I think the Focus is a decent choice, and they've been influenced by Mazda over the years. Ford has when they were in partners with them, and a lot of the items on there. So I think you're going to be okay on a Ford Focus. I really do.
So you think I could get 150,000 miles out of it with the synthetic oil changes and the BG transmission flush and
absolutely.
The coolant exchange?
Absolutely. I would get your first services done with BG before the 50,000-mile mark, and I would also recommend using the BG MOA, the motor oil additive. So if you deal with a BG dealership, they'll do the oil change and put the MOA in every single one, and you'll be in good shape.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Yeah, I mean, Tom's looking at a good quality vehicle. Ford is, along with a lot of the automobile manufacturers, the American manufacturers, not concentrating as much on the sedans as they used to. SUVs, they're definitely high on. But the Ford Focus has always been a pretty decent vehicle. There were some transmission concerns, but it seems like Ford has gotten past that. And I think the 18 Focus would be a good vehicle for him, and he should be able to get the 150,000 miles out of that. Doing the BG services before 50,000 miles would be recommended. That way they're going to give you a $4,000 warranty on your engine and a $2,000 warranty on your transmission. Let's go to the phones. Who do we have on the line?
It's Craig Shipp.
Hey, Craig. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
It is a good morning, and in spite of the weather forecast, I'm looking out my window. It looks fine. It's 35 degrees, so it doesn't seem like anything's sticking on the road. So I've got a free lunch for your listeners. How do you like that?
Love it.
So there's a place called Life Well, and it's by MMI. It's the folks that do a lot of sports injury medicine and fitness related things. They work with a lot of professional athletes, and it's a big medical facility. And they now have a health and fitness facility that they've opened up, and they're having an open house today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it's lunchtime, and they're going to have sandwiches. They're going to have food. They're going to be feeding folks, especially if they mention your radio show.
Great.
And John Mercer is the program director there, and it's at 165 Thomas Johnson Drive. So folks that want a free lunch, this is the address.
That's going to be down. There's
no such.
Yeah, that's going to be down the street from the newest Dynamic Automotive, isn't it?
It's right around the corner from Dynamic Automotive.
Gotcha.
And yeah, it's 165 Thomas Johnson Drive, Suite E. And John's going to be there. He's the program director, and his other staff members are going to be there, and they're having an open house. And because of the weather, they'll probably have a bunch of extra sandwiches.
Sure, they may.
Because not as many people are going to show up, right?
So. Well, hopefully they do. A lot of the weather hopefully is going to hold off until like 3 or 5 o'clock. Is that correct?
Exactly. It's supposed to hold off, but they're still announcing a warning starting at like, I don't know, some ridiculous time, like 8 a.m. this morning or something.
Right.
I mean, it's like they almost try to scare people, right? But anyway, I looked out my window, and that's the best way to check the weather here in Frederick County is look out the window.
Right.
And it looks fine to me, so I'm going to go down there and have a free lunch. So I don't know about the rest of your listeners, but there you go. Now,
well, can you do me a favor? Can you hold on, and then we'll come back to you and talk about the other stuff?
Yep, I got another event.
Okay, sounds good. Back in just a few moments right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
What's ever wrong, you can't fix it. You stand there hoping to find something incredibly obviously wrong. Something so simple, even you can handle it. A giant on-off switch, on-off.
Jerry Seinfeld, of course, one of the richest men in television. That show did him pretty well over the years as an executive producer. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. Free Talk 930 WFMD. We've got Mr. Craig Shipp online from Frederick.com giving us some information on what's going on today. What else do you have for us there, Mr. Craig?
Okay, so I've got the Little Gym, the event we talked about last Sunday was snowed out, and so they're having it on Monday, this Monday.
Oh, hopefully they're going to be, they may be in just the same shape as they were last week.
Well, no, they're predicting cold, but no precipitation for Monday.
Good. Very good.
So they should be good for their event, their open house, and that's always a great event, and I've got some information. I've got it linked to on the homepage of Frederick.com, and the Little Gym. Tiffany does a great job there. It's been under new ownership for about 2 years now, and she's just really doing a great job. So if you have little ones, take them to the Little Gym. They will have a blast, and so that's an open house there.
Now, where's the Little Gym located?
It is located on Route 85, kind of like almost across from that road you turn in to go to Walmart.
Okay.
It's kind of like almost right across the street from that there's actually a traffic light there, and it's right there. You can't miss it. It's next to the flooring place. I think it's called Stover Flooring, but the easiest landmark is right across 85 from Walmart.
Talk about being middle of it all. That is the middle of it all as far as the traffic area right there. That is a huge area right there. Not saying it's always backed up. It's not, but there are a lot of traffic going by there every single day.
Yep. So she gets visibility, but she's got plenty of parking there. So that's
great.
A big plus.
Yep.
So we've got that going on. Another thing I wanted to mention is we did a video for Alterations Plus. She's a young lady that has been down in downtown Frederick for 30 years or so,
wow,
doing high-end alterations. She worked for King's Menswear for many years.
Right.
And then she went off on her own because they went out of business, unfortunately.
Right.
And she's been doing alterations down there, and she's going to be moving the end of February out to Thurmont, Maryland, believe it or not.
Wow.
She's going to be relocating her operation. And so we did a nice video, and folks can see that on the homepage of Frederick.com. It's not on the Facebook page yet, but it will be soon. But they can see it right now if they go to the homepage of Frederick.com, and they can see this lady do her thing. We've got some nice clips of her doing some modifications on a suit coat and so on, and she is amazing.
That's the ma and pa type of business that you like to help. I know.
Absolutely, and her attention to detail is amazing. And she does say that she's not the cheapest. She's not. She might not be as cheap as your local dry cleaner to have something done, but she does it right. So if you have an expensive sport coat or something that of quality that you really, you know, don't want just anybody doing the alterations on, she's the one to talk to. So we got that going on. And then just a recap on the LifeWell program. What they say is, we're not a gym or just another personal training center. We're a medical fitness facility. So they focus on weight loss problems, increasing lean muscle, cardiovascular, so I guess they kind of check you out and just really figure out exactly what you need to work on, and so I'm really excited to go by that open house that they're having today, and of course get a free lunch.
Sure, absolutely, free is your middle name. Getting back to the young lady that does the alterations, it is so good to hear about a business like hers. You know, when you see somebody with shoe repair or something like that, or watch repair. We live in such a society right now that everything gets thrown away. Something doesn't work, it's broken, you just throw it away. And it is good to see that there's still people out there offering good quality service to save certain things, you know, and a suit coat or suit or a gown or dress of some sort. It's so nice to see somebody who's doing that kind of work other than just, you know, throwing it away as we do.
Yeah, and in the video you'll see that Sam, who's actually going to be working with Frederick.com out in the field, he had a sport coat that she tailored and all for him. And those high-end sport coats like Hickey Freeman, Hart Shafter and Marks, those things that you can buy at thrift stores, if you get lucky, you can find one in mint condition that somebody had and didn't use much or whatever. Maybe they outgrew it or whatever, and they donated it to Goodwill. And it's a $1,000 suit or whatever, but maybe it just needs a little bit of alteration. I mean, you can get a bargain and end up with a much nicer suit than you can even buy today, because a lot of those companies no longer make them in the USA. They're no longer the quality that they used to be.
Right.
So you can come out ahead of the game.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, Craig, we appreciate you being with us. The Orchard, is it open for another week or two?
Yes, through the end of this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the end of this month. So folks, if they want to get their apples, they need to get down there. And just to recap on the address on that free lunch, I know your folks want to go. It's 165 Thomas Johnson Drive, 165 Thomas Johnson Drive, Frederick, Maryland.
And the Catoctin Orchard is open for two more weeks.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Sounds great.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Craig. And Craig at Frederick.com is the place to get a hold of Craig. And, of course, you can go to Frederick.com or you go to Facebook/Frederick County for all the information. Thank you, mister. He left us there. All right, we're going to say goodbye to Mr. Craig, and we're going to say hello to who's on the line, sir?
Robert Black, Catoctin Mountain Orchard, Dave.
Hey,
good morning.
Just talking about you, sir. You've only got, two more weekends after this weekend, right?
Right, but we've still got plenty of apples, and we'll have plenty of apples when we reopen May 1st. We just got to do some painting and cleaning, all the other things. But, we'll be doing all that. Dave, I want to talk a little bit about last week when you were on. I was very busy, and unfortunately, I'm captain of the fire police for Thurmont, and we were called to assist in a detour near Emmitsburg last week when a young man was killed.
Oh, boy.
A local young man, finally. And unfortunately, now we know who he is. And he actually went to school with my granddaughter, one of her classmates, graduated several years ago. And his grandfather and I are very good friends in the fire company and just lifelong friends. So what I want to talk about a little bit is, everybody, this is a hit and run accident. And I want people to be very mindful of when they're driving and pay attention what you're doing. Please don't text and drive. I just seen where there's a bill coming out that they want to impose, change the fine up to $500 for the offense if
right.
they catch people texting, which I think is probably still too cheap. But this young man was only 21 years old, and yesterday was the funeral for him.
Right.
And
that's tough.
It was standing room only in the Trinity yeah. Church here in Thurmont. It was a tough funeral.
I mean,
they read letters from his grandfather and grandmother. I couldn't look at anyone. I had to look down because I was going to start crying. It was absolutely just so sad. What I want to bring up is that from all the good police agencies here, they have found the car up in Gettysburg at a body shop. And I guess it's kind of relating to your thing that everybody should be just mindful of their surroundings. If you see something, you know, call it in. I mean, they were looking. I think there's a witness also that did see this person strike the vehicle. And I'm not sure, there's been very little in the paper except that they have found the car in the body shop. But some people don't know there are cameras here. And unfortunately, that camera was installed after that Marine was killed. I think many
right.
of us know about the Marine killed up
yes.
there just south of me here. And but whether that camera helped in that or what, or just a good police work of Maryland, the state police, sheriff's department, and the Pennsylvania state police in Gettysburg. But we're still waiting on that. But I just let people, you know, always be careful. Slow down, please, people.
Sure.
Slow down. It's just unbelievable. We're all in a hurry, but please slow down.
Yep. It definitely is a shame. So sorry to hear that. Well,
yeah, so I just wanted to bring light to it. I just had to talk about it because these folks are lifelong friends. The grandfather was the chief of police of Thurmont for many years, and they're lifelong residents. And it, like I said, it was a very tough, touching funeral yesterday for this young man. So I just, folks, please slow down. And that's what I wanted to bring about, Dave. And I thank you for your show.
Not a problem.
It's always it's always great. And I just wanted to bring something positive to this whole thing and hopefully get some closure to my good friends. So.
You got it. Well, we appreciate you joining us here on the show. And thank you very much for bringing it up, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Dave. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good call from Catoctin Orchard, and they'll be open for two more weekends after this weekend. Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio, Free Talk 930.
I tell you this, my least favorite phrase as a dad, I might have. I might have. Last February, it was cold last February. I'm driving my sons to school when I hear out of the back seat, uh-oh. What do you mean, uh-oh?
I might have forgot something.
You might have forgot something. Now I want to just take a little poll here. Someone on this side of the room here, February, driving to school, he might have forgotten what? Coat. Very good. Very good. Backpack. Very good. I thought of those as well. That wasn't it, but those are good guesses. Someone over here, just, I might have forgotten. Who said shoes? Do you know my son? He said, I might have forgot my shoes. I said, well, look on your feet. Do you see shoes on your feet?
No, sir.
At what point do you walk outside? Across a cold concrete floor and not have the thought,
there's nothing on my feet.
Amazing.
Ken Kington and his son with no shoes. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. 10 to 11 right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. And don't forget, we'd love to have you join us on Friday morning at 6:40 a.m. That's right, I said it. 6:40 a.m. every Friday morning, where I join Bob Miller and the Morning News Express for the tip of the week and recall information and just to say howdy doody and let them know what's going to happen on the show today. So we're always there every Friday morning, 6:40 a.m. on the Morning News Express with Bob Miller. Please join us. So how are you? Things going well for you today? Hope the new year is treating you well. I'm Dave Serio. We're here every Saturday morning, 10 to 11. We've been doing the show now for 15 years on WFMD. Always a pleasure to be with you. We have a toll-free number that you can call, be a part of the show. Maybe you've got a question about auto repair. Maybe your car didn't start well this morning, or heat's not working, or something to that effect. Or maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a car and want some advice on that. Feel free to give me a call at our toll-free number, 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. Love to have you join us. Ford Motor Company is recalling about 2,700 of its brand new, I mean spanking brand new, 2019 Lincoln Nautilus. Hopefully some of these are still in dealers' hands. But it turns out the brand new steering control technology that they have is not working properly. It is not alerting the driver to place their hands back on the steering wheel if they let go. And as we found out in series before, that's important. So, company said Wednesday they're not aware of any accidents or injuries with the vehicles, but they want to make sure that they get this information out. So once again, if you are the proud owner, you wanted to be first in line, here you go. You're first in line. A brand new 2019 Lincoln Nautilus is being recalled because the vehicle does not recognize the hands off the steering wheel easily enough. And that, of course, is causing a problem and needs to be addressed. They need to reprogram the computer system on that vehicle in order for that to happen. And by the way, you may have noticed I said 2019 Lincoln Nautilus. Lincoln is now getting away from calling their vehicles lettering numbers. They're going strictly with, of course, the names. So like they used to have Navigator and Lincoln, you know, all kind of different things. Lincoln Continental, which they now have back again, and Lincoln Town Car. They're now going back to the names of these automobiles instead of the letter significance. So MKZ and MKT and MK, all the good stuff are going to be going. Fiat Chrysler is also recalling some vehicle, 1.6 million vehicles. These are vehicles that have probably already been recalled for their driver's side airbag. Now they're recalling them for the passenger side airbag. And, of course, this is the Takata airbags that a lot of people are familiar with. Takata, company that was based in Japan, had manufactured airbags for years, had been using the ammonium nitrate airbag system, in which the ammonium nitrate will set the airbag off when the sensors are breached. Turns out that we found out after the airbags are in a car for a good period of time, that ammonium nitrate can leak, and that can cause a rupture of the airbag when they deploy, especially if they deploy when they're supposed to. That's not the problem. But when they deploy, they can shoot shrapnel at the occupant, whether it be the driver's side or passenger side. So that major recall has happened. Over 40 million vehicles or 40 million airbags are affected. The vehicles included in this particular recall for FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, is 2010 through 16, seven model years of the Jeep Wrangler, 2010 Ram 3500, 4500, and 5500 chassis cabs, 2010 and 11 Dodge Dakotas, 2010 through 14 Dodge Challengers, 2011 through 15 Dodge Chargers, And 2010 through 15 Chrysler 300 sedans are included in that recall. I'm Dave Serio. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, Dave. This is Butch from Randallstown.
Yes, sir, Butch. How are you, buddy?
Good. I got a question. I don't know if it's serious or not or a problem. I just bought a new car. It's a couple of months old and had condensation inside the headlights.
Okay.
Okay. I took it back, complained. He said, oh, yeah, we can see it. So they replaced it. Before the part came in, I noticed it in the other car. I mean, the other headlight. So
right.
They replaced both headlights.
Okay.
And now I think I got condensation there again.
They must be having a manufacturing problem. What kind of car is it?
It's a 2018 Hyundai Sonata.
Okay, well, unfortunately, you're going to get to know your Hyundai dealer pretty well, but you've got to take it back to them if the new one is doing the same. You have a seal around those headlights, and it's got to keep moisture out, because once moisture gets in there, it can deteriorate the bulb very quickly. So they will guarantee it. You've got a, I think it's a 50,000-mile warranty bumper-to-bumper on that car.
And it's 100, yeah.
60, okay. But, well, 100,000 is powertrain. I think the bumper-to-bumper is either 50 or 60,000.
You're right. I think it is 60.
But you at least get that covered. But, unfortunately, they're going to be the only ones that are going to take care of it for you at no charge.
Okay, but so, that is a problem, right? I think it's a problem.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And they didn't hesitate. Hey, we'll replace it. And replace two of them.
Yeah, and if you find out that these are leaking the same way, you've got to go back and explain to them that, yes, it is a problem because it could cause the headlight bulb to blow. And, of course, that would mean that you would only be driving with one headlight, and that is a safety condition. So it is covered under their safety warranty to get that taken care of.
Okay, real quick, what's a lemon warranty require?
Three times for the same repair that they have not been able to take care of. So if it turns out that they did this three times and cannot repair the problem, then you are eligible for a Maryland lemon law.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Good call. And, you know, these things can happen. Hopefully, they'll be able to get this taken care of, but that may be a manufacturer problem. Keep in mind that Hyundai and Toyota and Ford, they don't manufacture their own parts in most cases. They have suppliers do that for them. So they have a supplier that takes care of the replacement of those headlights. And if they've had three of them, we know of right now, the two that this gentleman had left and right, and now they've got another one starting to leak, that does show a sign of a problem. And to get that taken care of. So very important for the gentleman to keep up on that and go back and have that taken care of. And if it continues, even though that sounds like a small minor problem on an automobile, it is a safety concern. And a safety concern may mean that he may be eligible for a buyback if this problem cannot be resolved by Hyundai. If every headlight they put in still has a leakage problem and starts getting water internally in the headlight assembly, that could end up being a buyback problem for Hyundai. Hyundai would have to replace all of his money, every penny that he spent on the vehicle, plus his taxes and tags, minus a certain amount of money per mile that he has put on the car. And if that's the case, then he gets all his money back and can buy whatever he wants. So hopefully they'll be able to get this taken care of and he won't have to go through that, because that cannot be a lot of fun. Trust me on that. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this hour of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Looking forward to being back again next Saturday morning from 10 to 11. Also, don't forget, Friday morning at 6:40 a.m., I'll be joining Bob Miller and the Morning News Express for our tip of the week and also an update of what's going on in the show. Have yourself a blessed day. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning. You've been listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.